Isn't hindsight a wonderful thing while we're talking about our safety? A Sydney man who helped young men go to Syria to fight with Islamic State has cried in court and says he loves Australia. It's a little bit late for that, don't you think? Hamdi Al-Qudsi, found guilty of organising for 7 men to cross from Turkey to Syria to meet an Islamic State fighter in 2013. He gave evidence for the first time yesterday. He sobbed in court, saying it's not fair to be given the same classification as terrorists. The 42-year-old says he should have stuck to taking donations for Syrian civilians, and he now regrets helping potential jihadis for the rest of his life. He's going to regret that for the rest of his life. He told the Supreme Court, as an Australian, I should have minded my own business. I love Australia. I always have. He didn't seem to worry much about his love for Australia when he was helping people join Islamic State. And he didn't seem to care about minding his own business when he deliberately acted to boost their troop numbers. And this is a group committing the most disgusting and evil crimes on the face of the earth, like publicly executing people in town squares and raping and trading women like sex slaves and throwing gay people from the top of buildings. Al-Qudsi was supporting this stuff, but he doesn't want to be treated as a terrorist. All of a sudden, he's seen the lights.